Politicians may be arguing over the details of the federal government's proposed tax cut deal, but they all agree that some government action is needed to boost Australia's economy. Labor is now offering to pass the first two stages of the three-part tax cut package immediately. Economists and the community services sector support that, but are split on whether the third stage, aimed at helping high-income earners, is crucial. The real question is how those Australians set to benefit from the tax cuts will respond. Will they save the money? Or will they spend it? Gavin Coote has been investigating.
I got a bacon sandwich and a cup of tea. $9.
Considered by locals a reliable spot for a quick bite and some shelter from the morning rain, this modest shopping centre in the inner Sydney suburb of Redfern is where many are likely to spend their spare change.
You've got two extremes. You've got some very, very wealthy young families around here, you know, renovating and the rest of it. And on the other side, you've got the Housing Commission, so... You see at the supermarket, you know, people scramble for their last 5 cents to sort of pay for an apple over the counter.
And with the first two stages of the government's income tax cuts soon likely to become a reality, low and middle income earners could receive up to $1,000 for singles and more than $2,000 for dual income families. These workers in Redfern expect to spend this money almost immediately.
Pay them extra bills that are coming in, like electricity that's going up like a rocket, yeah.
They're always going up.
Yeah, everything is going up for the year.
Straight to the mortgage. Yeah, straight on the offset account for the mortgage.
But others won't be so quick to part with the extra cash.
Maybe for travel? Yeah. Maybe for holiday? We'll save for a holiday, yeah.
Where do you reckon you'll go?
Maybe Fiji? Yeah.
So you'll save it in the first instance?
Yeah.
Oh, probably put it aside for a rainy day, you know. I've got a six-year-old, so, you know, plenty of school activities, that need money. So, you know, probably invest it that way or use it for around the home.
With economic growth slowing, both sides of politics agree income tax cuts are needed to give the economy a shot in the arm. It's what stages of the tax cuts that are needed where there's less agreement. Cassandra Goldie heads up the Australian Council of Social Service and says stage one is crucial for giving lower income Australians a leg up.
So we are absolutely backing stage one, which is well targeted. I mean, that's going to put cash into the hands of people on lower and modest incomes. But we think that the government's promise of being able to deliver all of these tax cuts and return the budget to surplus and guarantee essential services is just not real world.
Stephen Kokoulis is a leading economist and former advisor in the Gillard government. He doesn't dispute the need for these tax cuts, but he's questioning how big a difference it will make to the overall economy.
Tax cuts always provide stimulus to the economy. It's money going in to the pockets of consumers who predominantly spend it rather than going into consolidated revenue for the government. So, yes, it's a stimulatory measure, but it's not the sort of stimulus that's going to lead to a meaningful change in bottom-line economic growth.
AMP Capital Chief Economist Shane Oliver agrees it'd be a modest stimulus for lower and middle-income earners.
But by the same token, we did see, I guess a decade ago at the time of the GFC, when those checks in the mail, those stimulus checks were provided to Australian households, that some of that money did get spent, and that was one reason why we managed to avoid a recession at the time. So I think these first tranche of tax cuts is critically important and will help the economy.
And while the government's keen to push on with the third stage of tax cuts for those earning up to $200,000, not everyone in this bracket sees it as a priority. Vedran works as a psychologist and would much prefer to see his clients on lower and middle incomes get the relief.
Definitely in the line of work where I am, I think a lot of people that I work with will benefit a lot more from having better supports in the community, better schools, better hospitals, than having extra cash.
And that's one of those out shopping in the Sydney suburb of Redfern today, psychologist Vedran, ending that report from Gavin Coote.